And now we have the jazz curators and the JAS Orchestra bring you a tribute to another American musical genius. Ellington Uptown features the music and stories of Duke Ellington. We are live at the University of Sioux Falls, and the JAS Quintet is here with me. We are on Facebook Live as well, so you can log in, send them some questions if you want to. They're going to play some music for us here in just a minute, but with Jim Spears here standing next to me on trumpet. Welcome to Dakota Midday. Joel Shotwell on saxophone, welcome as well. Jeffrey Paul on keys, thanks for being here. Andrew Reinhartz on the bass. Daniel Heyer on percussion and drums. Drums and percussion, they're the same thing, right? All right. Jim, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about bringing us another musical genius, why you selected Ellington after Miles Davis, after Thelonious Monk. Now we're on to the Duke.
Well, yes. We maybe would have started with the Duke, except it's you kind of need a larger group for that show. But he is maybe the most important, aside from Louis Armstrong, probably the most important American jazz musician, maybe the most important American composer. So we wouldn't be able to do this jazz curator series without doing a concert on the great legacy of Duke Ellington. So it's been exciting. We got a 9-piece band. There's 5 of us here today. But this weekend, it's a 9-piece band, and it's his music swings, so we're really excited.
Give me an idea. First of all, concert this Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th, at the bakery in Sioux Falls. Food trucks arrive early, and I think at 6:30, things get kicked off with the food trucks. The concert's at 8. You can pay at the door or at the Washington Pavilion. You can get your tickets as well. So we'll cover that once. We'll talk about it again later in case you missed it. How did you pick, with a catalog such as Duke Ellington's, how did you make selections as far as what you were going to actually bring to audiences this time?
Well, I might pass this off here quick, but I will say it was difficult because there was Duke Ellington composed 3,000 pieces, so it's pretty tough to cover that in 2 hours. So we picked some iconic ones that everyone's going to know, and then we also picked some that are a little bit more obscure because we want people to maybe hear something of Duke Ellington that they don't hear on the radio or in their own record collections. So, but maybe if we have time, I'll have Joel mention a couple things about that.
Yeah, part of the reason we're doing the tunes we're doing is they're the ones we could find. You know, like otherwise we're starting from scratch with a 9-piece orchestra, so that's a lot of work. And so we kind of found some things from people we knew that were really nice arrangements. Some things from the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, which are exact transcriptions that we reduced down for this 9-piece orchestra that work really, really well. So that's part of it. We really wanted to cover a lot of like his diversity, so there's certain like styles and stuff that we really wanted to find, and I think we found some of that stuff, you know, some of his more sacred things and things like that. So we just wanted to cover a lot of him and at the same time do it in a feasible way where, you know, we could find some good arrangements and stuff, so which we did. So
let's not make people wait too long to hear some music. So tell me what you're going to play and let's have a little song.
All right, we're going to start with a great, you know, most of Duke's music, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of it's based on the blues, and jazz is really from that same root of the blues, and so we're going to start with a blues tune called Main Stem, kind of a jitterbugging, happy swing song that we think people will enjoy.
Here you go, the JAS Quintet, enjoy.
Thank you.
Joining us, you're listening to Dakota Midday on SDPB Radio. We're crammed into the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. You've got to see it on Facebook Live because we've got five musicians in here, and it is loud and wonderful in here. We've been talking so much politics. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm happy now we take a break from politics for Duke Ellington, and I'm wondering if he also, with his music, helped people through some interesting political times. He composed for a long time. Who wants to sort of address maybe what his music meant to Americans at that time?
Yeah, I mean, Duke Ellington had a really long and interesting career. I mean, he really started as so many of the composers did, as it was a dance band. I mean, it was for music for dancing, music for parties. But from the very earliest times, I mean, one tune we're playing this weekend is actually Black and Tan Fantasy, which is one of his earliest compositions, but already he was really stretching. And there's dance in there, but it's kind of a little Ravel, a little Stravinsky, a little more kind of classically minded in its kind of execution. But they dealt with a lot. I mean, he was, Dan and I talked about this on Jazz Nightly on Monday night. We played some of the music from the Far East Suite, and Duke Ellington was sent overseas, as was Louis Armstrong and a lot of other people, as sort of a cultural representative of the United States, was seen as sort of the crowning achievement of what the U.S. had made musically, and yet came home and wasn't allowed to play in an integrated band, wasn't allowed to tour large parts of the country, to the point where there was one tour. They were so tired of not being able to stay in hotels that Duke Ellington actually just rented an entire car on a train, and they went and they took a private train to the gigs, and then they slept on the train, and so they're just too tired of having to deal with all of the kind of the racism and everything else that they had to deal with at the time. So it was music that was exuberant and joyful, and kind of party music, but at the same time always had a lot of depth and a lot of layers and interesting aspects to it, I think.
That's Andrew Reinhardt on bass you're listening to. This is the JS Quintet. We're going to take a quick break. We're still on Facebook Live, so stick around. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Dakota Midday, SDPB Radio. Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the University of Sioux Falls. We have the JAS Quintet with us. They're playing music from their upcoming concert this weekend. You can get tickets at the Washington Pavilion. It's in Sioux Falls. It's at the Bakery. It's Friday and Saturday night. There are food trucks involved and the music of Duke Ellington. So let's get straight to more music. Jim, what are you going to play for us next?
All right. So if you didn't know Main Stem, if that wasn't a recognizable Ellington tune, this one will be. It's a great song entitled Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
One, two, one. Thank you.
you. This is Dakota Midday. If you're just joining us, we're on SDPB Radio. We are live with the JAS Quintet playing the music of Duke Ellington. And I'm wondering how important his individual musicians were to his band and the sort of the distinct things that they brought that maybe hadn't been heard before. Who wants to sort of address that? Anyone from the group? Or I'm just going to walk over to Jeff Paul. I'm going to hand him the microphone. He's our keyboard player. Jeff, individual musicians and Duke Ellington in 2 minutes or less.
Very, very important, those individual musicians. You know, he worked with so many musicians over the years, and we've just begun to tap just the wealth of composition that that, like Jimmy said, 3,000 pieces of music he composed. One thing that a lot of people might not know about him is he actually worked with orchestral musicians as well. In fact, I think that might have been my very first exposure to Duke Ellington was one of my first CDs I ever owned, I think probably in 7th or 8th grade. I just happened to find it on when they used to have shelves that had CDs on them. I don't know if anybody remembers that anymore. It had a cool cover, and I thought it looked neat, and I was going to buy it, and I didn't know anything about Duke. And it was him with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, and I've sort of treasured that my whole life. So he actually wrote a lot of really incredible orchestral suites, like the Harlem Suite and the Golden Broom and the Green Apple, and a lot of really amazing stuff. So he was working with incredible musicians of all different disciplines at that time.
We are going to keep going after the end of this show for a little bit on Facebook Live. Before we get to another song, I want to make sure I say my thank yous and remind everybody that Ellington Uptown is at the Bakery in Sioux Falls this Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th. Food trucks at 6:30. The concert starts at 8. You can get your tickets at the door, or you can get them a little bit less, a lower ticket price by going online to the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Tomorrow on the program, we have the New Arab Wars. Mark Lynch is a political science expert. He's going to be here to talk about the Arab uprising. We also have the First People's Fund. Some folks are going to be in Rapid City to talk about that. That's a great story, too. And our own Steve Zwemke is going to have a conversation with musician A.J. Croce. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks to Heather Benson and Steve Zwemke and Steve Munson and Brian Adams and Chris Loffrey, the JAS Quintet, John Hunter, and Seth Tupper from earlier, our Dakota Political Junkies. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And now we're going to play out with one more song. What do we have?
A-Train. We're going to play a little Duke Ellington's A-Train. You can't go wrong with ending the program with this.
All right. Stick around on Facebook Live to finish the song. Thanks for listening.